The New Horizons spacecraft is now just 42 hours from reaching Pluto. After traveling for 9 years, it is already sending back amazing close-ups of that tiny world. Pluto is tiny, only 1,400 miles wide, much smaller than our moon. And Pluto is really a double object, Pluto and Charon, with a mere 2-to-1 size difference. The pair orbit around an empty piece of space between them once a week. Several other, even smaller moons are there too, with names like Nix. This Tuesday morning, the New Horizons craft will zoom past Pluto, but cannot stop and orbit. Instead, it will skim less than 8,000 miles above Pluto's frozen surface, giving its cameras just a half-hour window of close approach before it continues onward, never to return. As we all know, in 2006, the International Astronomical Union demoted Pluto from a regular planet to a dwarf planet because it really does not match the others. It's far smaller, with only 4% the mass of even tiny Mercury, and it has a very unplanet-like orbit from every angle. But astronomers could have lived with those things. The clincher was finding more Plutos out there. Eris is bigger than Pluto, while Makemake, Quarwar, Sedna, and a few others are almost as large. If Pluto's a planet, then those others must be planets too. It became clear that there's a Kuiper belt out there with thousands of small, icy, unplanet-like bodies, and Pluto's one of them. Its widespread appeal is helped by its popular name, though most people don't know that it was originally suggested by a schoolgirl, or that its first two letters, P.L., honor the initials of Percival Lowell, who tirelessly hunted for it, and at whose observatory it was finally found. As for the cartoon dog, it was originally named Rover. In 1931, a year after Pluto's discovery, the Walt Disney folks decided to exploit the newly found world's publicity and change the character's name to that of the planet. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.